Track 3.15.
Hello, and on today's phone-in, we're talking about the stresses and strains of everyday life in the 21st century. First world problems, perhaps, but no less stressful for that. What things annoy you in your daily life? Call, email, text or tweet in now and let us know. Here's my example to get us going. About 2 weeks ago, I went to get some cash out and the machine swallowed my card. I had to phone my bank and it was a nightmare. A thing that's supposed to make life easier ended up making life more difficult. Here's Julian on the line now from Birmingham.
Yeah, hi. The other day, I had this big argument with a guy in the street. He'd been walking along, not looking where he was going, you know, texting and stuff, and I bumped into him.
You bumped into him?
Yeah, on my bike, and I got knocked off. I banged my elbow. I had to have my bike repaired too.
So you were cycling on the pavement?
No, I was on the road. He just walked right out in front of me, and it was just a bump. He hardly got hurt at all. He still bit my head off, though, and I'd done nothing wrong.
Well, that's outrageous. Maybe he was having a really bad day. But that's no excuse, right? Well, thanks, Julian. Here's Alice from Leeds.
Hello. I go to school on the bus every morning, and for me, the worst thing is people making phone calls. I've had my journey ruined so many times by people talking on their phone. I always want to read, but sometimes it's impossible.
Why not use headphones?
Yeah, I've thought about that, but that always seems kind of antisocial to me. Even a bit dangerous. You know, it kind of cuts you off from what's going on around you. And anyway, why can't people just not talk so loudly?
Fair enough, I suppose. Inconsiderate phone users in public spaces, they really can be annoying, can't they? Thanks, Alice. Now, Debbie, hi. What happened to you?
Hi, Brian. Well, our party got ruined by gate crashers. I put something on social media to announce the party and half the town turned up. What was supposed to be a nice party for my older sister's birthday turned into a total nightmare. One of the windows got broken, so we had to have it fixed. My parents were furious and had a right go at me. I got grounded for a week.
You have to be really careful about what you put into the public domain, don't you?
I suppose. And, you know, I've mentioned this to some people and they just say, well, why did you announce your party to the whole world?
Well, in a sense, I agree. If you'd simply not put anything on social media about your party...